The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the turkey capital of Washoe County, deep in Sparks, Nevada, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. I am joined this week, as always, by my good friends Mr. Nick Ramirez, Dodwalker Dick back in the studio, and Chewy's here rocking it out once more. 3 weeks in a row, this is crazy. And it's a good thing too, because in the studio we've got the Refiners.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah, hi everybody.
Hi. What's up, everybody?
Nice to be back in the captain's chair here. Hope you all enjoyed last week's episode with 6 Mile and with their guests, Reverend Rory and Chewy.
Yeah.
I heard that was the best episode we've ever had.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah, yeah.
best guest.
Some of the feedback I got.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Rory, don't ever call in.
About time we got some real guests.
You can be replaced.
Oh, you're not going to replace me with Spike.
No fucking
He couldn't keep up this level of awesome.
No way.
Hey, Reno and Sparks and everybody out in America, how are you doing this week? It's good to be with you once again, like I just said moments ago. I'm excited. It's been a great week.
Yeah.
I slept really hard. Yeah, Thanksgiving's coming up here.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter is not still suspended at school, so rest your minds at ease.
What happened?
Covered on a previous episode.
Okay, I'll have to listen.
Covered
last
on a previous
week. Sorry.
episode.
Sorry about that.
Well, where were you?
I was playing with the Liver Scars at Shea's that night. So
had that show with the cadaver dogs out of
I played with
Ohio.
The dogs.
Sexually.
Out of Ohio.
Good show.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
I know they're one of Felix's favorite touring bands right now.
I don't ever want to play any more Mondays, but.
Yeah, the Monday night show at Shea's was pretty dead.
Pretty dead for Shays. Still, it was still like a Thursday night at another club. Yeah. You know what I mean? There was still people there, appreciated.
And I'm sure there were more people there closer to 2, 3 in the morning when I'm sure you weren't there at all.
Yeah. We had to play fast and get out of there because everybody in our band works the next day.
Todd has to go wrangle interns.
Right. Yep. Keep up on that Facebook.
Yeah.
I miss. And stuff. So, that's why I didn't make it, but I heard I missed a good one.
It was a lot of fun.
Mr. Spike.
You could have gotten quizzed by Spike and his lovely assistant, John.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
They just took over. They gave us a quiz from James Lipton, and it made me realize.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yeah, and it made me realize that James Lipton's podcast would suck.
Totally. I got a correction to make. They asked me what my favorite word was, and Rory had just said fuck, so I wanted to keep up, and I said my favorite word was cunt.
Yeah.
And I am quite fond of cunt, but I actually like the word log probably more.
Log?
Yeah.
Log.
It's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Equidistant is also one of my favorites.
It's good for a snack, and it fits on your back. So.
Equidistant?
No log, offense log, to the word log. Cunt, but I just wanted to clear that up.
What's the derivation of cunt? Well, is it an acronym?
Cunt
means,
in a log.
It means cunt.
Okay. Well, shit.
No, actually, that is where it comes from. A cunt you make in a log. That's where you take that little triangular chuck out before
right?
you're going to saw a
really?
Tree down. That is the technical
Rick, look
term
that up
for
on
that
Urban
is
Dictionary
a cunt.
Find out.
Oh, and Rory, and when you were, like, they would know. But and Rory, when you
I
were
really
saying,
do know.
That he was
hey, we're gonna
about
do a,
the...
we're gonna do a little Wikipedia right now, and we're checking.
I'm no offense.
Oh, Bill's pulling out
again,
his phone already.
No offense to cunt. Okay. I love cunt, but
shit,
cunt isn't
shit
really
is another
the word.
Like
cunt is gonna be sad.
Shit, and Rory, shit is said... a word that's an acronym. It's in the old days.
Oh right.
They had horses and everything in the town. They'd have to put that stuff, all the manure, in a boat, and if it got wet, it would blow up. So shit was a acronym that was ship high and transport, so it wouldn't get wet.
Methane you got to keep it high in transport.
Shit's an acronym. Like tip is, you know.
And fuck, theoretically,
fuck
supposed to. Fornication under
crowns.
Consent of the king.
Oh,
yeah.
But we don't got the cunt.
Consent of the king, crown's knowledge, something like that.
What about twat?
TWAT. Get it flying the friendly skies.
And Rick misses.
TWAT.
Kitty.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I knew it was
glad
coming.
Glad you learned how to spell.
I knew it was coming.
All that private education paying off.
Put it in your ear.
That's when she was little.
She's so little, you can barely tell what she's saying. Well, don't worry, listeners. We're going to have a new Christmas episode with the lovely Riku Arya Dowd once again for your Christmas season in about 3 weeks here. After, we'll mention it now. After the big hootenanny on the 6th and 7th of Merry Anarchy.
That's right.
At Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor for the first time with two stages.
Absolutely. The biggest and hopefully the best one yet.
So far. It's going to be a great winter
40
ball.
40 acts in 2 days.
Wow. I turn 40.
Something to see.
Hey.
It's 40 for your birthday.
It's
going
to be. There's a lot of other people having birthdays around that
instead
weekend.
Instead of candles, you get bands.
Damn right.
Nice.
Because wow. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Right.
Not just a Reverend Rory Dowd.
Fuck you,
the.
Rory.
Thank you, Bobby.
And your birthday happened to be.
Fuck Reverend Rory Dowd.
Your birthday happened to be Max. Close to Marianne. Who's
got any
really
more of those?
The queen.
We need
fuck
to get
the Reverend Rory Dowd.
My daughter. Oh, how about
fuck
my
the Reverend Rory
my ex-wife?
We've got a few.
Can we get any of you guys? Would you like to
fuck the Rory Dowd?
Fuck the Reverend Rory Dowd.
I like 40s.
Remind me to wear a chastity belt.
Yeah, are you going to try to drink 40 you. Beers?
Hell no. Remember last year I tried to do the 10 car bomb challenge. And
yeah, how far did that go?
Four.
Right.
Yeah. This year I'm going to be accepting donations.
See, you just started late. You should have started that when you were a toddler and you could have done it.
Right, like if I lift a calf every day, by the time it's a cow, I'll be able to pick it up.
Right. Well, and when you were four, you could have drank four, and then...
Right, and five when I was five. That would have been great. Yeah, little kitty car bombs.
I'm sure we would still be having a podcast right now.
There would have been no liver damage on the way, I'm sure. What about you, Rick? How was your week?
My week was fucking awesome. I did so much cool stuff and recorded great music and finished a bunch of albums and got a lot of stuff done and mastered and mixed and all that bullshit. But the really cool thing that happened is I went to Carson City on Saturday and saw Les Miserables.
With Amy Scafidi actually in it on stage.
Yes.
Well, Jen gets on stage all the time, but Amy doesn't.
You're right.
Amy's a backstage girl. I'm
and it was
so,
so
excited.
Rad. And they sang the chorus. And did all of you know that they don't talk at all in that stupid play?
Like, no, at they all. Sing the whole thing.
Yeah, the like whole everything. Thing is like, you've wait.
And now
Rick, you're a homosexual man in the 21st century, and you've never seen Les Mis.
Never. And I can't match colors.
Throw a ball.
I'm really a bad gay. No, that's
he's
normal.
A Republican.
Yeah,
right.
And I love Jesus, and I'm a terrible gay. I know. But dude, I had no idea.
Take your gay card away.
And about 3 hours in with the and now we're gonna have a podcast. Look over there, she's dying. Like that it just got so like, Jesus, can you guys just say something? No, but for what it was, the production
like
was
opera.
Amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really well done. So like a 15-20 piece orchestra.
How long
like, it was
it?
Really cool. It was like 3 hours.
Don't go see Rent.
Yeah. It was like, right. And then, that on top of being all that bullshit, then it's a lot of AIDS and stuff, right?
Rent? Yeah.
Like
Rent is the musical plus AIDS.
And that was another thing. Like,
songs
I wanna,
about AIDS.
I want to get away from sad stuff when I'm not at work, and that was really a bad plan.
Les Mis.
Oh, nice. It's awful.
Your best bet
did you
is
know,
hairspray.
Did you know everybody dies? Everybody dies.
Put a little spoiler on it.
Like 25
that movie.
Heroically they die.
Yeah,
right,
well,
a lot of heroic deaths.
Yes.
And then at the end...
Actually, a lot
like,
of meaningless ones, too, in the beginning.
And we're all just crying. I mean, it was so, like, you know, the parts of it I did.
Well, I'm glad you felt the
catharsis. But the production
catharsis.
Was amazing.
I'm glad you felt the catharsis
of
the production.
Oh, Felix cried so much.
Despite being put off
really?
By...
Really?
Oh, Felix just cried the whole thing. Like, it was pretty... It was awesome. I love, like,
Felix
when... Yeah.
Crying.
Yeah, I was the... And I took Dave.
He's a very sensitive person.
So, it was, oh, it
so
was
were
me
you
and
on
Dave's,
like little double date?
Yes, it was me, Dave, Jess, and Felix, and it was me and Dave's first double date ever.
Oh,
so that's kind of cool, right?
Did you get some? Cute. Did you get some tail after that?
Don't
no,
be gross, Nick.
No, we were in like this awesome thing. We had sushi afterwards, and then we came home and just cuddled. So it was a perfect date for me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
So Dave had a good time,
crying sushi and cuddling.
You fucking died by yourself.
Yeah, he's
changed his mind about that.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, Rick? You're a fucking prick.
Right. He had a good time.
He's a great
the
guy. Yeah. Like really.
Totally awesome. Dude.
And then I cried at the end.
You're sorry. You really are.
And then he was talking to the play.
You're fucking sad, dude.
It was sad. So true.
And what about the crying?
The crying.
I hope you end up by yourself, and I hope you end up crying with your chihuahua dog, dude.
About Les Mis. That was the end of that.
With
yeah.
raw fish.
Too bad yeah. the old dog passed away.
Crying over
could
raw
make
fish.
That
smell. Damn.
So yeah, it was fun. So that was awesome.
Very cool. Yeah. I'm sorry I missed that production, but I just wasn't in the schedule.
Yeah,
or
it's
the
over now, so we can't.
There's
plug
two
it.
Different productions of Les Mis happening in Reno this year. One was over the summer. We had some of those folks on, and then this, with with the Tahoe Players, and then we just had this one down in Carson with who was it to put that on, Rick?
It wasn't like Amy
and Jen's graffiti. Yeah,
no, it's like the community college.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but WNC. I forgot what the letters were. It was like Carson Community College.
Oh, okay.
Fun Center something. I don't know. But there's like
and
FC,
daycare facility.
FCLA GLBT something. I don't know.
Huh. Gotcha.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
Letter soup.
But it's a big, it was really nice. It was really.
TWA.
You wouldn't know. Yes. It's my favorite tea. You would never know that it was, it was really amazing. It was professionally well done.
And another thing that's been going on recently and in the right now that I just want to throw out here at the beginning of the show, this is your last chance, last opportunity to get in on the pre-orders of Liam Kai Cahill's first CD that will be coming out in about March or April here. He's running an Indiegogo project. You can look him up on Indiegogo, Liam Kyle Cahill. It's to help him get the funds together to put out a great new album. Rick has had the pleasure of recording a demo with Liam in the past, so he is a friend of the dog water.
Yeah, great guy, fun, and great music.
Really? Oh, super music. He's come down to the open mic at Jub Jub's a couple times and just kills it. You know, he hangs with the big dogs. He's a great performer.
Songwriter, great. Yep.
Yeah,
and he decided to go like all out and get Tom to do his album. So he, you know, let's
right.
I love when great stuff comes out of Reno.
A Wookiee
so
on the controls.
Yeah, the picture of Tom and can anybody? Is there any place
if
can
if
see
any
that?
Of you have Facebook, go check out either Liam or Tom or somebody
Tom
on
Gordon,
Facebook. Yeah. Tom Gordon. And there is a picture of Tom wearing his Wookiee suit, complete with the bowcaster, most useless weapon in all of space. Crossbow,
laser crossbow.
No, he needs a Jar Jar. Badass. He needs a Jar Jar costume. And make it
complete. I could kill more people just swinging Jar Jar around by his feet
and with the bowcaster.
With the bowcaster.
I wish you would.
Bowcaster is a badass motherfucker.
Oh, there it is, dude. It's a laser. Why does it take time to reload?
That's cool. Yeah.
You don't have to pull anything back.
You think energy just grows on trees?
Actually, it does. It's called photosynthesis, Josh. Maybe if you paid attention in school, you wouldn't be laying bricks.
What are you talking about?
And making more money than me. Wait a minute.
Yeah. See how much that paying attention in school got you?
Yeah.
How did you get Chewbacca? What did you do?
It was awesome. I can't remember. And I can masturbate without blowing myself.
So it was a good weekend. Yeah,
it was good. I went to a basketball game and a volleyball game, and I went to the American Flash today for the first time in years.
Oh wow,
dude, is it still there?
Yeah, it's still there. It's
easy. They always talk about tearing it down.
No, they've made the roads to get to it a lot easier. And
shit,
because they're planning on bringing equipment out to blow it up in the next year, I believe.
I don't think so.
I hear they're making another good demolition go at it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, there's also a fully functioning mine right next to it now, so that's why the roads got improved.
Very
cool.
Right
up to it. Yeah.
Very
nice.
Cool. Yeah, beautiful. I haven't been out there in years since I had a Mohawk.
It's worth the trip. Like you say, they are talking about tearing it down. It might be, you know, everybody should go out there and appreciate it a little bit.
See it one last time. Yeah.
And ignore all those no trespassing signs.
Yeah, and the asbestos stickers, they're full of shit.
Yeah, right. Really.
There's no arsenic
in the water. Just have a nice glass.
And those broken needles, the bacteria died years ago.
Yeah. It was beautiful, though. It's nice.
No, it is. It is a very beautiful and unique look into our past here in Nevada. And not just the past of mining and the boom towns.
The past of the parties, the crazy LSD parties.
The generator punk rock shows, bonfires. The
Molotov cocktails on the ceiling type of shit.
Right.
And don't forget satanic rituals.
Oh yeah.
And
why? Hoping. And why is the water warm out there, Chewy?
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
Good answer. Yeah, right. Good answer.
Culturally educational.
Namaste. Namaste.
Oh, we haven't namasteed in a while.
Namaste?
Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Pretty much all water comes from ancient Indians and their piss.
We're all just stardust, man, and so is the water. It's all stardust.
Wow.
I feel like you're doing some yoga.
Let's say hi to the Refiners.
Hey, hi, Refiners.
Hi, Refiners. Can you go around and introduce yourselves to the audience real quick?
That's over there. That's Doug over there.
What, by voice? Yeah.
Over Doug there on your radio.
Over there. That's Doug.
That's Doug saying
that's
Doug.
Me right
that's
now.
You over there.
There you go.
That's me. I'm Doug.
That's Doug. That's
Doug.
I'm over here.
Doug's the holds down the rhythm section.
Doug is the
drummer.
Sticks.
Otherwise, it falls over.
Do you prefer drummer or percussionist?
Drummer.
Yeah. Not a musician. Nothing like a... Don't you confuse them.
These guys are rockers.
Yeah, Bill.
Ned. I know Doug since we have first gig was in the backyard of his house, and the neighbor across the street, this German lady, kind of...
She was
turned
in the backyard. She was...
Well, she was across the fence, a little fence, and had a garden hose we didn't know about.
She was a German lady, and she...
yelled like Hitler?
She did. she was banging, we were jamming away, and then all of a sudden she's
right,
banging on the back of the fence with a shovel.
That was brutal.
How long ago
is
was that?
Verboten.
That's not pretty.
Like, mustache.
When was that? What year was that?
Well, it was probably what?
Last month.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, last week.
80.
No, it was 77.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Wow, you guys have been playing together
Seriously?
A while.
We've been playing a while.
That's when Star Wars came out.
Yeah. So Doug and
I was five.
Doug moved up here. Yeah, he moved up here a couple years ago. So we haven't been playing together for 20 years.
Okay.
Moved up here and I said, shit, we got to play.
Well, we were in other bands before that.
Well, and that German bitch is dead now, right?
She's probably dead. No, no.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, lived her.
Where did you originally play together?
We were in Burlingame.
Bay Area.
Okay.
And we played in a band called Delinquent Johns back in the late 80s or early 90s in the Bay Area. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, a couple. Did some vinyl there, Rick, for you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, bring your records in, man.
Vinyl, yeah. God loves that.
And Ned, what about you? Where have you been playing? Are you around here?
Ned's a bass player?
I've been around here since 79.
You mean this house?
So. Yeah.
I'm always
tripping over him.
I've been in the backyard all this time.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, dude. I'm trying to jack off. Give me some vinyl.
I wonder why somebody kept hollering every time I trim the hedges.
Yeah. That was me.
Rory's talking about his junk, too.
So me and Doug set up in the backyard, and Ned like hit the fence like with his German accent. We said, "That's it, man. You're in.
That's the sound we've been looking for."
Wait for that.
Well, I had the pleasure of catching these guys at Wildstock. I met a bunch of bands at Wildstock that we've been having on the show this fall.
Some good folks.
A lot of good people out there. It was a really good cause. But you guys played early in the day. I was glad to have caught you the day I was there.
That was cool. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Are they doing? Is it an annual event? That was
the inaugural one, if nothing else. They can always use help out there. I wouldn't be surprised if they organize another one next summer.
And isn't there?
Only tip is pick a different weekend.
Yeah,
that was a tough week.
That was a big. That was a big weekend all over town. Though,
yeah.
So
and Saturday and Sunday out there, they're doing the Dark Twain.
Yes. Yeah,
that sounds
that's
pretty
right.
interesting.
That all about?
That's worthy. It's kind of Mark Twain's kind of more political and controversial.
Sexy, muscular, black eyes.
Rick.
We all have these witty, pithy, sayings we get from Mark Twain where he's curmudgeon-y and sarcastic. But when you go back and look at the man's body of work, he was a pervert, a free thinker, against the grain. I mean, he said things you weren't supposed to say in public to people.
I say Mark Twain was a badass.
Yeah.
And he's really into anal.
This would be like...
That's not true, Rick. Don't be gross.
Like, have you ever watched Barfly?
Take it back.
Have you ever watched Barfly?
Smell his fingers.
No. It's a movie about Charles Bukowski, this fairly celebrated but pretty gritty poet.
Barfly, yeah.
And his poems are pretty gritty and about sex and drinking, but this movie is about just what kind of a fuck up he was. Mm-hmm. From what I get, this Dark Twain is just a little more peeling back the curtain behind the real Mark Twain.
But it made me feel like he was like Jim Keith.
Who, Mark Twain?
Barfly?
No, Bukowski. Yeah. Barfly. I was totally like, it's like... hanging out with Jim Keith. Well, no, Jim wasn't that bad.
Jim wasn't off the rails bad, yeah. No, Jim is like Bukowski in Factotum, but it's a whole other thing.
Yeah, so, yeah, wow.
Yeah, I'll just drive that conversation into the tree.
Put something on there, Rick, some kind of...
How about...
What the fuck are you talking about?
Man, I can masturbate without blowing.
Oh, I already hit that, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? You guys don't even need those samples. I'm right here.
You know, somehow they're samples. More fun than you are.
Yeah, well, you're never going to actually say again.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
Like, so,
whoa. What was that in reference to? Jeez. This show is
Nick
really
is a little bit high.
So. A lot of these are out of context. My wife, I played all those samples for her.
I gave them to you. Did it
work? She was curious about where some of them came from. I couldn't even remember. Like the where am I going to wipe my dick at sample. What the fuck was I even talking about there? Do you remember anybody?
Some about curtains.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
I think it was the curtains.
Yeah, I was making a joke. I made the joke about how do you make a woman scream twice. You fuck her in the ass and then wipe your dick on the curtains.
That's it.
All right.
And you follow that with...
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
That's her not as
hair.
Funny.
An acceptable answer would be her hair.
It's much better when like somebody just says, I was eating a sandwich and...
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
It works better.
All right.
To explain humor to our audience.
I'm sorry.
That's always a good joke, explaining a joke. Hey, let's reset and let's hear a song.
Music.
Absolutely.
All
right.
Drummer has to go out.
We're going to have to kick you out now, out to your drum set, and we're going to have you set this up for us.
Yeah,
what are we going to hear?
I think we're going to do a tune that's this is a traditional tune that we do electrified. It's kind of an old, what's the word, Ned? What can we say?
Traditional.
Yeah. Electrified traditional. Shady Grove.
It's campfire original.
A piece of Americana.
No one's done
Americana.
It like this. So.
You guys always been kind of Americana folk
Americana
stuff,
insurgent country.
I would say Western country. Rock.
If you're thinking Waylon Jennings and nice. Through a more
I'm back.
Yeah, a modern lens.
Okay.
Capos and B benders and Telecasters.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I heard capos are for pussies. Is that
true? Fucking what's his name said that, huh?
I've always said that myself.
I use a capo because I can't play.
We'll talk about capos after this tune. You'll hear what I'm talking about.
No bass?
No bass?
If you hear that sound right there,
thump it, turn it up.
That's a telly with a capo.
There we go.
I love it when it's not me.
Keith Richards would never have got that tone
without
a capo. It changes where the pickup is,
yeah, totally.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Refiners.
2, 3, 4.
when I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm bound to go away.
Well, we told you with the German lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I practiced with the German lady once.
I hate her. I'm glad she's dead.
Do you want to hit a second one right now or save one for later?
Sure. We could,
back to back. Cooper. We've got to send the drummer out. Love that.
So now we talked about Waylon. And, we're going to do a Waylon Jennings tune.
Rad.
And,
First, I'm going to get a drink of water.
Doug's going to get a drink of water.
Intern, fetch the drummer a drink of water. Yeah.
He never drinks water, man. You want some water mixed with a...
Papa, did you have to eat the government cheese?
Never ask for a second cup of water.
There's water in the culo right over here.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
in
about.
In the culo? Yeah. Wait a minute.
I mean the cooler.
Oh, yeah, we got water. Yeah, Doug has water.
Free enemas. So, ladies and gentlemen, this musical segment of our show is brought to you by Reno Computer Fix. Don't forget to check out Reno Computer Fix. It's on South Wells next to the Dandelion Deli. You can also check them out online at renocomputerfix.net and get all the greatest deals on refurbished computers or home repair, data recovery, anything you can think of when it comes to computers. Take my word for it. You want to get a hold of Justin or Ian.
Take Rory's word for it.
I was going to say something else there. Take my card, but
I don't
know.
Take my car, please.
Take my word, please. Nobody else does. They're great guys. They sell local art. They're a computer shop and an art store. They're pet and kid friendly. Please support a great local business that gives back to the community, including giving random schools computers. They do that all the time. And don't make a whole lot of
it. Don't take Rory's word for it.
Say randomly, they just pick a school out of the phone book and decide to give it to them, or they?
There's probably more of a process to it, but I think essentially, yes.
All right.
And they just, hey, here's a kick-ass computer for your second grade classroom.
Awesome.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Did Doug has water? I don't know, man.
I got my water.
You got all your right. Water?
How's this song go, man? I forget.
I count. I go like one, two, and then you guys come in at some point.
Oh, yeah. And you pluck strings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In order.
I got it.
Like these wood things.
A bad mutter plucker, too.
What are these wood objects in my hand? These long wood objects.
I'll tell you later.
When you're older.
One, two, three. Traveling this morning, I'm heading out to Shreveport, down to New Orleans.
It's making me lonesome on me and me. Now her hair was jet black and her name was Cody. Thought she was a
little lick in there.
Hell yeah.
Ever gets the last note, man.
Hey, Doug, come on back in the studio here. We're going to talk for a little bit.
Do you guys know Amos Moses?
Amos Moses. I heard that name.
I mean, the
Amos.
Song.
What is it? Tell us, Rick.
Oh, it's a dude. It's Jerry Lee. It's a Jerry. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here comes Amos Moses. Yeah.
I would say you know what you're talking about. Shit.
It's a Jerry Reed, right? Jerry Reed.
Jerry. Yeah. Got bit by alligator and shit, right?
Yes.
Jerry Reed or Jimmy Reed?
Only got one arm. Jerry Reed. Only got one arm because alligator bit it.
Jerry Reed from Smokey and the Bandit fan.
Yes.
Yeah, Doug does some Jerry Reed. Doug sings Jimmy Reed great. Jimmy Reed. So we're trying to do what we got going is kind of this, you know, alt country. When country actually was reclaimed country music. There was
great.
Country
thank
music.
You. No, and you know, you know, to go back in the day in the vault, Reno Vault a little bit. You know, you're a band I would love to have seen, like with Gunshot Liquor or the Atomics in years gone by. That'd be a great pairing, a great matchup. Yeah. And then I guess more currently stuff more along the lines of, like, I guess Buster Blue, Larry and his Flask kind of stuff.
Yeah. Now, Brian is, he's definitely someone I try to talk to and compare notes with, And I'm also,
I consider that very much a Reno sound. Yeah. And there's not the only, but that's a big Reno sound.
Moondog Bandit is also doing some stuff.
Yeah.
And Dre is
cool.
A good, you know. I've been the guitar, the Telecaster with the B bender. That whole thing is that's an old, you know, kind of Clarence White thing. And I've been talking with Dre a lot about that. You know?
Very cool,
yeah.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Moondog.
A lot of people don't
more like
get
Andre.
A lot of people don't get the alternative country thing. They hear country, and they think about cable.
Or they hear alt.
Yeah, exactly.
No, the Jesus are trying to pass off as country.
I've been wanting to play this kind of stuff for probably five, 6 years.
This is country music I remember from the 70s and 80s.
Exactly. You know,
like real country music.
Yeah.
Not your Garth Brooks.
Hard to find people anymore that want to do it. You know,
I don't want
to
do it.
I don't want to do it. That leaves you, Ned.
I like listening to it.
I do.
If I played guitar that well, I'd want to do it.
Well, I play guitar. They just let me play with them. I mean, Ned is like that. The bass stuff he does is just awesome. It's so cool. Yeah.
And look at you singing out there while you're playing the drums. How hard is that?
I can't see myself, but
how hard is that?
It's not hard.
No,
no, really, it isn't. when you're a professional like myself, it isn't that hard to play drums and sing. I think it's a lot harder to do like lead stuff, like Bill does actually.
Oh yeah,
lead part,
hey, I have a question. Is
like I can ham out some chunk rhythm guitar, but I can't do leads and sing.
Ever done Godzilla? Have you ever like sung Godzilla and played the chords? That's kind of tricky.
I haven't tried that one because the rhythms are off.
That Blue Oyster Cult song.
The speaking rhythm is off of what the guitar rhythm
so it's
is.
Kind of a
that's
tool.
Hard.
Yeah,
that's hard.
Unlike Iron Man.
Most Aussie stuff's a little easier.
You could play it drunk or high. That's right. Wait a minute. that's some great stuff. I like your sound. Where have you been playing lately?
You know, we're just
in Bill's basement.
We have a gig coming up in Quincy at the what's the place called up the
Plumas Club.
Yeah, we're playing up there in December. So
we actually had a gig previously, but then I had to take us to turn at the porcelain bus. So I wasn't able to make it.
You had the flu.
Puker shit.
Yeah.
Had to take a shit. I heard
him call me. I was on the. He's like, "Where are you?" Oh, this doesn't sound good, man.
You hear the echo.
It was echo. I mean, it was like, man, I wish your snare drum was in there, but that wasn't, no. That was not
he sounded puny.
Yeah. It wasn't good.
So you get out more than just playing Reno shows. You're playing more than the outlying community. Because a lot of the bands we have, strictly, you know, they're playing the bar scene here in Reno. But I think you guys would have a little bigger of a draw. In the rural parts of the state, country music would be more popular out in
Elko and places like that.
Gardnerville.
Yeah, well, any of the small towns in the Sierra, like Quincy, is probably perfect where people love country music.
One thing that we talked about when we got together was we didn't want to do bars because we've all been in bands. That's all we did was bars, you know, from 9 to 1 or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, we don't
want to do that.
As a local band, isn't that like saying we want to play music but we don't want to use drums, bass, or guitar?
I do that too.
Well,
that's what Bill does.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Where the fuck are you going to play?
I do that without...
Are you guys a casino band?
I play with you.
Are you looking for casino gigs?
No, I could do a plug for my other...
Parks?
I play acoustic guitar too, and we have no bass, no drums, and just acoustic stuff. We play at the Brasserie St. James on Wednesdays.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's Strange on the Range.
Strange
on the Range.
Yeah.
You got a hot little hot copy of that brand new CD in my hands.
Exactly.
And by brand new, I made sometime in the last decade.
Exactly. It's actually 2013, yeah.
Well, have you guys sat down and done any recording?
No, that's where I think we're
just
we're
in Bill's basement.
Yeah.
Everything happens in Bill's basement, huh?
Yeah, we'll do a tune that Doug sings. It's an original tune that you can check out and see what you think. Maybe we can play this one in Reno or Quincy.
Is this a new song or?
That's a tune that Doug and I played a long time ago when we had a German lady over the fence spraying us.
Do you guys want to just get back into it and do that song or?
The band we were in in the early '90s. It was a kind of a twangy, thrashy rock, but had a lot of twang to it, and a lot of the songs were country-ish, and so we're actually gonna bring some of those back and kind of change them up and play him in this band.
Wow, if you were in a band around that time with a twangy but kind of dirty sound to it, you guys are probably remember a band called Uncle Tupelo?
Yep.
Great band from St. Louis.
They coined the term alternative country.
Yeah. Right, our country
coined
punk.
Around them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say like them, Wilco, fucking... Built to Spill, yeah. These guys you'd be great with.
Yeah. All of those bands Cardinals. Came from Uncle Tupelo.
Yeah.
Tupelo broke up, and those guys all went and did Sun
Jeff
Bowl.
Jeff Tweedy and Jay Farrar.
Yeah,
cool. No, I bring it up out here on the West Coast a lot, and a lot of people missed it because it was huge regionally, and if you like that sound of music.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you were anywhere between Chicago and Memphis, you heard of the band kind of thing.
Yeah.
I like this kind of music.
I love Sun Volt.
Yeah, we do everything between country and bluegrass and everything in between. You know, both genres.
Country
both
and western.
Both
western.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're shooting for that gig in Elko, that big gig there.
Hey, Josh is our – he's
might I recommend Bob's Country Bunker.
Yeah, if you have any recommendations for places.
Let me just go write that checkout for you.
Elko's really a pretty fun town.
On my glove box.
Perfect.
Bands from Reno that go out to Elko and make a pretty good money at it.
Yeah. A lot of bands from Reno go out to Elko. Yeah.
Eric Stanglin.
Go get the $200-$300 check and come home. Dude.
Yeah, Eric Stanglin's been in a bunch of bands that have gone out there repeatedly.
Yeah, his band Mimic plays out there all the time. Yeah, a really big hit.
And back when he was with
Audio Box.
Yeah, with Mario and Bo and them. And I know Audio Box still tours. I think they hit up there every once in a while, too.
Yeah.
Overrated.
Yeah. No, that's really the way to do it and quit your day jobs, young musicians out there, is quit playing the bar scene.
Yeah, quit playing your music. Learn everyone else's music.
And go out and play paying gigs.
I say give up on music entirely and get actual trade and make a living.
Quit playing Brown Eyed Girl.
I'm pretty much with Chewy on this after 20 years of fucking floating in the Reno music.
Floating.
Yeah, like a turd.
Like a turd.
I'm thinking maybe.
But you're
a
very well-polished turd, Mr. Ramirez.
Career path.
A well-polished turd.
Thank you very much.
Shiny.
Nick also likes shit.
Well, I'm well acquainted with it. There's a reason. But
So I'll throw it to you, Nick. Song or quiz?
Let's do a song, and then we'll do the quiz.
Cool. All right, so let's hear this song.
The band's
Doug's
too good.
Sing.
We want to hear some more.
This is Doug on lead vocals.
This is a hitherto untapped musical resource.
And this is a song you guys used to sing when the lady...
And you guys are probably going to get a whole, 12 fans out of this one.
You're going to get the WLP boost.
Yeah.
Cool.
16 people will become your new Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Rock it up.
Most of them will even have listened to it.
It'll be fast and small.
We'll just have to share these royalties with our former bandmates.
Mad royalties for the show.
I will
mad royalties.
Today... I went online, and I'm dating a beautiful girl from the Shames, Mikey, and I went and hit up all my friends to like their Facebook page, and I actually blew them up a bit.
Dude. Yeah. Nice. The Nick Ramirez bump.
Yeah, the bump. It gave me 40, 50
Now, why don't you promote this podcast so we get as much?
Speaking of social...
I think everybody who likes
that
already
likes us. Speaking of social networking and the bump, I also want to make sure to mention one of our other fine sponsors of the show, Waking Girl Web Design, for all your marketing and business consulting and
you
website
needs. You know that, Gertie?
Needs.
She's okay.
That's right. Gertie is okay. And my boss. And she's really rad, and we're a great company, and we make stuff happen. And you'll be dealing with me, the Reverend Rory Dowd, but not as the Reverend Rory Dowd, just as simply Rory Dowd, admin assistant.
We were supposed to talk about capos, too, remember?
Oh, yeah, we were going to
talk
about
why aren't capos for pussies?
You can't get the right tone out of it because
I'll show you, and we're done with this tune, man.
Okay.
Capos are...
You said that the last song.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we'll see.
So, Doug, why don't you set this up? What's the name of the song?
Wasted was that, Waiting.
Was that Dan who said that? That was Dan. Dan, the Capos from Pussies.
I didn't write the song, though. That's Phil
on
Henderson
Facebook.
On
yeah,
lyrics.
I think that's pretty fresh Facebook.
I'm sorry. Say again, Doug?
Our singer at the time, Phil Henderson, he wrote the song. He wrote the lyrics. Bill wrote the music.
I wrote all the music, dude.
He wrote all the music and the melody.
Don't be taking away my...
Bill's a big deal.
He is. He's He requires a lot.
As long as that has a G chord in it. And with a capo, I can play G chord everywhere.
It's kind of a self-explanatory song.
Okay. Hey, do you want to kick it off, Doug? Count it?
Sure. 1, 2, 3, 4. Talking, warm
I can drink to that.
Cool. If Rory can drink to that, man, that's all we can ask for.
That's definitely a sitting on the porch getting drunk.
Yeah.
Chain smoking cigarettes while it's raining or something. Yeah.
But the next thing you know, it's been 20 years. And
we're still there.
Yeah.
That'd make a good verse.
Okay, capo talk, okay? I'm just talking about... Okay.
Hey, Doug, come on back in.
All right.
So capo talk. So you can play, you know... You can do...
And now Bill's capo talk.
You can do it, you know.
That's without the capo.
Some bar chords.
Okay,
open fingering.
Out. Yeah, so check it out. So that's just a bar, you know, regular chord. And then we just same key, right? I'm not changing.
Now that becomes more recognizable.
It's really bright.
Wow. Anthemic.
That's Keith Richards, man, right there.
That just blew my fucking mind.
But you were trying to get that tone.
Yeah.
So he's not going, oh, I can't play a B chord in different places. What am I trying to go for? And that changes where the pickup is.
It just sounds.
It changes where the pickup
he
is.
He says, oh, I can't play the B chord, but you can't understand it.
Oh, sure.
I just think it's a B chord.
So when Dan says tables are for pussies, yeah. It's no. I can play in different keys, but I'm choosing a tone that I want. So I got to learn the song in different finger. I got to play a B chord.
So it actually makes it harder.
makes it fucking harder. I can play it every, yeah. So that's my.
All right. So. So it's kind of like that old game Mastermind.
Yeah.
Simple to play, takes a lifetime, or, you know, a minute to learn and a lifetime to master.
Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
You sold me on Cabot.
Sebastian
dude.
Cabot. I sold me on Merchel.
Now that's a dated Mastermind. Fucking reference. If I can remember the tagline of a fucking board game from years ago.
And other magic to Capo is when you watch the Stones, you got Ron Wood playing down here. And then Keith playing with the capo, and then you got both tonalities going, and this juicy,
there's
man,
the juicy. Magic.
That's
juicy, brother.
Spunk. Nice. So, yeah.
Like Spunk.
That's
spunk
the magic Spunk.
That's the magic. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Rick.
I hear that.
All right. You got. I believe you.
Dude. I convinced a couple people about the capo, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go get
I
me
use
one.
A capo a lot. I do.
I'm going to give me a capo and then a guitar.
And it's also because I'm still learning how to play guitar and sing. So awesome. If I find myself singing something and it's not quite right, hey, slap a capo on it, keep all the sound shapes, and look, it matches what I'm singing.
Yeah, Rory actually does it for the opposite reason because it makes it easy if you're a tard.
And that, you know, and that's there's
newbie. I am not a tard.
I'm sorry.
I've
no,
been,
you're not a tard.
You, and you've never heard me play guitar, faggot.
And like in previous shows. I should have said
well,
like a liquor.
You heard the,
easy.
You heard the one time, like 3 months after I'd started playing. This is 2 years later. I'm actually okay at it.
One of these times when we don't have a podcast, I'm going
to
come out
to the
show.
What I just was noticing is that an hour into the show and faggot finally came out. Finally.
Oh, no, I dropped it a little while ago. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I said faggot earlier.
That's our word, okay? I mean, I'm not gay, but... That's our word.
Rory, you're gay enough. No.
I'm very gay, but not gay enough, actually. Because if I was gay enough, I'd like other things.
Did you see Russell Brand's good thing about someone came out with a big sign, you pimp faggot, and he goes like, yeah, that in our country, that means, you know, cigarette?
a pimp faggot is a really good cigarette.
Yeah,
pimp faggot.
What does Riku smoke?
Faggot.
Right.
What up, my faggot? See, we're bringing it back that way. You're going to reclaim the word.
It's a hateful thing, more just as like a you're a faggot type of way.
Right. My friend. My F word.
Yes.
All right, Rick.
Oh, but you guys are more country.
Howdy, faggot.
That's not nice. I'm sorry, I haven't been
running
paying attention
faggot,
at all.
Running faggot.
As you wish, Mr. Dodd.
Thank you. It's about time for the worst little quiz in the world. Hey, man, I'm going to ask you a series of random questions and then score them subjectively at my own capricious whim. And you're going to have to live with it. The winners will receive some fabulous fine parting gifts that, once again, I left at home. So, shall we begin?
We'll find something. I got some cheese.
Bragging rights.
We got pizza, cold pizza.
Yeah, you win it all.
That you brought.
All right. Yeah. Fabulous chicken barbecue pizza. That was wonderful. Bill, we're going to start with you here. Oh, I'm just going to be at the top of the list. What are your favorite search to jerk terms?
Search to jerk?
When surfing the web for inspiration, when you're all by yourself on a lonely night, what are your favorite keywords?
Favorite keywords? Be bender.
Bender.
You can't attach a strap to that, okay?
I'm lost.
Strap on.
Yeah, I don't even think I want to know what they're talking about.
A little bee bender.
Ned, do you use the internet for pornographic needs like everybody else? I know.
But of course.
Okay, good. You are an older gentleman, so I'm not sure if that's still, like, do they let it come through your web browser?
My wife blocks it sometimes.
What are your favorite search terms? What do you look for?
You know, big boobs, black girls, Asian, girl next door.
Lately it's been, I'm kind of into history, so lately I've been searching World War II stuff.
Oh, vintage Big Muff.
Oh, Pimpa.
Vintage Big Muff.
Right. Me too.
Yeah, you're all about that, Rick.
Black and white, vintage
and Doug.
I was trying hard to think of something, but
what do you like in porn? Yeah, what do you like in your porn? Lots
free.
Of different flavors. Free, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I like number three too.
No charge. Three.
The white pee.
Tickle me till I pee. The white
also
pee.
Also, that I can clean out the cache. The history, you know.
Oh, yeah, clean up. You want to make sure it's, yeah, you can clean out the trash. You don't want that on your
own. Safe browse.
Incognito.
Yeah, that's about all I'm going to go as far as I'm going with that.
I had to quit the porn, though, because my computer caught a social disease.
They do get those viruses.
Herpes.
Yeah.
Electronic stigmata.
Well, let's see. Skipping ahead here. Wow. Let's go to the other list here. What was the first album you ever bought, Bill?
Oh, there we go. I bought two albums, man. It was Best Eric Clapton and Willie and the Poor Boys. Creedence.
Ooh, yeah. At the same time. Willie and the Poor Boys.
I bought them, man, at the same time, yeah. Two albums, like, for $5.
Very good. Down on the Corner.
Down the Corner, yeah.
My first album was Best of Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Nice. Really?
And I bought it along with an Animals album.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say Best of Par Boulevard. And I've seen that, and it's not that good.
Good side note on the Paul Revere, you know, they had kicks at, what, Harrah's or something? What was Kicks at?
Was it Nevada? Like the Nevada Club, Herald's Club, maybe.
Oh, is it the Herald's Club? Yeah, I remember that.
No, man, I don't remember.
Paul Revere's a big Reno kind of
dude. Yeah, absolutely, probably.
Yeah. Anyway.
Also, the Raiders are awesome.
Yeah. Fuck the Raiders.
They're not doing so good this year.
Doug? My first record I bought at this little market. It was called King's Market. And I bought a Talking Book by Stevie Wonder.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Wonder. My second album was Willie and the Poor Boys.
Oh,
very cool. Very cool.
After that, it was all a blur.
And then rock and roll got a hold of you.
Rock and roll got a hold of me.
Talking Book, that's a good one.
What would be... how often do you masturbate, Bill?
You know, lately, okay, you have to understand, Deb is lately
I have to
has,
mix these in.
We're the low-hanging fruit of podcasts.
Okay, I'm going to say, Doug's over here in the corner. He's this big, deep, biker guy, and he's just blushing. like you could light a fire. He's Santa Claus Christmas red over here.
You should
always listen to the show before you come on.
this one's pretty easy, because right now, Deb, my wife, has been going through like a second teenage years.
Ah.
So she's kicking my ass. So, we went to Sierraville last weekend. And
as often as she lets you, huh?
My days off are like days off. It's like
days off.
Like, he's sore down there right now, dude. He's sore.
First world problem.
I take him out gingerly right now because Deb's going to grab him. If she hears that, tonight I'm probably going to go home and like,
grab your schnozberry.
So she's going to grab the schnozberry. Yeah.
That sounds like a good wife, dude.
Yeah, someone has to do it.
You get points for not having to.
I couldn't even do it. I'd have to be thinking about it. I'd be scared. I'd be going like, oh, my God.
They got pills for that.
It's going to fall off.
It's going to fall off, dude.
Ned, are you still in the game?
I am right now.
Hey.
Secret.
That's a
hey,
first.
Put that away.
That is a first on the show.
I thought I saw something out there.
Normally we save that for the pre and post show meetings.
Only person usually masturbating around here is Rick because he's in the room by himself.
That's yeah.
Right.
Or with a young intern.
Did he see his shadow?
Sorry, Nate.
Doug?
Actually, you know, when you asked me earlier about it, is it hard to play the drums and sing?
with wood in your hands.
Yeah. You didn't know where this was going.
Oh, sorry, amigo.
Playing the drums and masturbating, that's easy.
Whoa.
Not for that guy, man. Def Leppard.
Not at all.
Namaste.
Thank you. You get it. You get it.
Good call.
Namaste.
Let's see. What would your last meal be?
My last meal?
Matt, last meal on Earth. I don't care if you're dying or going to Mars. Last meal on Earth.
It'd have to be something ham or bacon.
Ham?
In it. Ham or bacon.
Nobody
if it's your last meal, it's your last meal, dude.
Pig is good, dude.
Bacon.
I love swine.
Just a plate of bacon.
Probably a plate of bacon. Some with bacon.
Dude, tenderloin is better than
ham. Oh, man. No. Bacon is...
Bacon's pretty fucking
good. You can bacon wrap anything.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
bacon wrap tenderloin.
I'm staying with bacon.
All right. Good bacon. Answer. I like that answer. Ned?
Sinbad's hot dog.
Oh, a Sinbad, wow. Right around the corner here. Nice, good choice.
I had one of those the other day. It was delicious.
Growing up, my mother would never let us eat.
Nobody ever says that.
Doug's kicked my ass.
Nobody's ever said hot dog is the last meal.
I didn't think of this. I wasn't thinking
super.
But at least you was any specific. Hot dog. It's Sinbad.
Exactly.
Doug has it. He orders
super. A super carne asada.
You fucked me up. You got me. I was carne asada. That's what I should have done. With extra cilantro. Extra cilantro.
Well, your answer is locked in.
Are you having extra cilantro on that?
And he did score better than you.
I know.
Fuck.
He beat me at a burrito, man.
Drummer?
And the best burritos in town, Los Gallos.
Los Gallos is pretty darn good.
Oh, right down on Virginia Street. Love that place.
Yeah,
I got turned on to it by a girl this summer.
But I thought it's Gallos, not Gallos. Gallos.
Gallos. Los Gallos.
Yeah, it's... like
anybody know what that means?
The chicken?
No, that's Pollo.
Rooster.
The rooster.
Pollo is the chicken. The rooster is the
rooster. Gallo. That so you really don't want a gallo burrito.
I got one for you if you want it. Right now.
El lengua.
Comes with a side of huevos. Okay.
Huevos. Huevos yes. Por todos mis amigos.
That's all the Spanish I know right there. So it's really useful when I go into a bar.
It's for all.
Yeah.
All my friends.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Denny's.
When'd you lose your virginity, Bell?
Jeez, these are.
I know, easy hard. This is the quiz.
We don't want the show to be dull.
Summer camp, 14.
Ooh, a camp.
In a sleeping bag.
They never should have let you go.
I wasn't a counselor. And she was 14.
That's acceptable. Awesome. Very acceptable.
It's normal.
Well done. Did you keep in touch like you said you would?
Hmm. You know.
No.
Facebook's a.
Did she find you on Facebook?
Facebook's a funny thing like that, isn't it?
I told you about that, right? I told you about that, but lately, it's like, you know.
She dresses like a teenager.
I'm your camp counselor. Here's my whistle.
It's crazy when your first girl finds you on Facebook and you're on.
But it's even creepier. Hey, I've been looking for you. Do you remember me? We had sex one night 20 years ago.
You said I was a good sport.
Oh, no. Is there anything I should know about this communication?
Yeah.
So far, so good. Ned.
I was a late bloomer. I was 19.
Truman era?
it was on a beach, but it was on a beach in Hawaii. So,
hey!
Style points.
That's excellent.
And that big fat guy was playing ukulele before he died. Remember him, Israel?
Izzy.
I wanted to picture. And he was playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and you guys were boning.
That was not Don Ho, though.
I was thinking Don Ho.
Izzy.
Well, he said he had a wife,
Doug,
so I don't think he's
I was about
a homo.
15 at, we have a cabin up at the Russian River area.
Right. Oh, so it was a guy.
I was going to say, could this be a girl? Bill?
He thinks everybody's first sexual
I'm very familiar with the Russian River.
Guernville. We love Guernville.
That was a Russian River joke. Yeah, but,
yes, but it's Adamson close by. Game. It was 10 miles from the Russian River.
Where do you think the runoff goes?
Occidental.
Yeah, upstream or downstream. Don't be downstream from Guernville on the Russian River.
Let's see. In all of the history, who would you get into a fist fight with? Doug.
Oh, man.
Would I? Who would I
Who would you get? All of history. Real, not fictional, but all of history. Who do you start a fist fight with?
Oh, who do you start one with?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one.
Mr. T.
No.
Oh, he kicked your ass.
Awesome.
As he is today or in his prime? That's also a good qualifier.
Probably both.
As he is today, I can take
it. I'm going to wait. Let Bill, I'm going to come
around. I stumped him.
You did stump me.
I took a pass.
All right,
so many people I want to start a fist with.
So many candidates.
Yeah. I'm totally an Aaron Burr fan, so it'd have to be Alexander Hamilton. He was such a fucking nerd, and you know, and Aaron Burr kind of—he's been, you know, the rest of history. Aaron Burr's got kind of screwed, but you know,
True. Hamilton did get the nod and become a president. And all
kind of about the guy from the $20
bill. And Aaron Burr kind of got screwed by Jefferson, and you know that was it.
Yeah,
went off and tried to turn Texas into its own state, and or
it worked for a minute.
Yeah, it worked for a couple minutes.
Rightfully, it should be its own state.
Yeah,
so they country, stole yeah. themselves away from Spain, fair and square.
Yeah, exactly.
Ned,
I'm a fighter. A lover, not a fighter. Yeah, I'm a fighter, not a lover. I don't know.
Probably a lot of people on the list.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton. Nice.
Never had that answer. Kind of that's answer. A good one.
Very Andy Kaufman fighting women kind of thing going on. Yeah, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah. There you go.
More like wrestling.
Oh, and to give you a little extra
she's
time.
Still alive,
and
so
I
you
will
can make
digress.
That happen.
I don't know if anybody saw the article going around the internet, but evidently his brother and his daughter, Andy Kaufman's daughter, who is younger than he was when he supposedly died, recently showed up at a comedian gathering in New York claiming that Andy is still with us and maybe even have been dressed as Tony Clifton on a couple of recent Tony Clifton tours, including a stop in Reno, Nevada.
That would be.
Andy still alive? I want to believe so. Like Fox Mulder and
Pops
aliens. The Buddha.
But that would be the perfect.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, it might have been Bob, but maybe it was Andy.
That's
yeah.
a perfect.
I want no, but like Fox and Aliens, I want to believe Andy Kaufman is still,
Andy
alive,
still alive.
And this
and
is
laughing
the,
at all.
This is the best 30-year prank ever.
And his wife and daughter want you to believe it too.
Well, yeah, of course they do.
the estate of Andy Kaufman.
So everybody out there, if we clap
alive.
Our hands real hard, maybe Andy will come back to life.
He's been hanging out with Jim Morrison.
Right, and Elvis. Tupac.
That's the Motley Crue.
They get fucked up. All right, Doug, you've had a lot of time.
William Shatner.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
The Shat.
Don't
like
wear a
that.
Red shirt.
Dude, you guys should charge $10 a head to see that, too, because
that'd be a good fight.
Make that happen.
Because he's getting old and sickly these days. You could probably easily take him.
I might be able to take him, but he might throw some of those, you know, that move.
Those
there,
chops. Yeah.
Double-handed chop.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they really consulted with fight coordinators on Star Trek.
That's how they fight in the future.
Right. From 5 feet away. Let's see. Those are all the questions. Nick, it's time for some rapid fires, I think.
Okay, I'll do some rapid fires. I don't have the list in front of me, but before we start the rapid fire, can I ask you fellas, what's your favorite curse word?
That is a good question.
Oh, fuck.
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. It's very offensive in Britain.
Very British.
One I say the most is shit.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Fuck is a good one.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Good job. Here we go. Rapid fire. Huh. Let's start right here. Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
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 Let's go to more modern stuff. Joan Jett or Pat Benatar?
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Joan Jett.
Wow. You guys are all on page for each other.
Yeah. Look at that, man.
So far.
We should have all
done it. Bachelor number two.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Trek.
All right. That's it. All.
Yeah.
Which is great because you'd fight William Shatner even though you're a fan. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, you know, and Star Wars is great, but Star Trek, man.
It's grittier.
Oh, yeah.
It started it.
Let's go. Zeppelin or The Who?
Oh, that's a fucking hard one.
What's the second one?
Zeppelin or The Who? I mean, I gotta go for Zeppelin, but man, The Who is like so close. So close, man.
But it's fucking Zeppelin, though.
Yeah, that's going to go with The Who?
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. Yeah.
Oh, Zeppelin. All the way around. Okay.
I mean, The Who is like that, you know.
John Bonham is my...
Yeah, John Bonham.
John Bonham's a badass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he invented a double kick before a pedal existed.
Yeah. He was an animal. Yep.
But, I mean, The Who is pretty damn close.
Yeah, they're very good.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Very good.
I think beat up, because you can recover from that.
Yeah.
Without any jail time.
Well, that'd be good, because I can beat you up and I can get arrested. I'll be satisfied.
I've been arrested, and it wasn't that bad. I'd rather be arrested.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Same here.
All right. Meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
No question, man. I'm a fanatic. Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
All right.
More brought to you by Mormons. For
AIDS or cancer?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I guess because they got more AIDS cures now, so I guess I go to AIDS.
Nice. Brave man. Good man.
I'll go with cancer.
Oh. AIDS.
Yeah. I got some drugs and shit for that
now.
Choice.
Yeah.
That's like the way you guys say it. Cancer.
Yeah. AIDS. Give me the cancer.
I'd like a large box of cancer, please.
With a side of AIDS.
I'll take the cancer.
Back to a nice clean one. All Coke right. or Pepsi?
Oh, Coke.
Pepsi.
Coke.
All right. Weed or Coke?
Probably weed.
Weed.
I can't have both?
Okay.
You can't, Rick.
Okay.
You can't, Rick. You can't have anything.
I can't have
anything. Jesus won't let you. Indiana Jones or Han Solo?
Oh, Han Solo.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, we stumped him. Wow. Doug is stumped. You could say Blade Runner.
You say the dude from Witness.
Nice. All right.
Okay,
okay, Rick, go.
Gay or ginger?
Gays or gingers?
Well, no, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Oh, that's what you mean.
Gay, gay. Yeah, fuck freckles and
faggot.
Yeah.
If you were both, you could be gay with an attitude.
That's right.
I'll pick both.
I would like to be gay and ginger, please.
I'd rather be ginger.
Homophobe.
I'm just
a
well,
Ginger
just,
Baker was a ginger.
That's right. You know?
Look at him. He got all kinds of pussy, dude.
I'm a female in a man's body, and I just happen to be gay.
Pardon me?
He's a lesbian trapped in a man's body. Man. Yeah. I suffer from the same. Yeah.
All right, a couple more on your thing. I would go
a couple more on your
Prince
thing.
Or Michael Jackson?
Prince.
Prince.
Prince, yeah.
Prince won.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
That's right, he won. He likes women, not little. But anyway.
Well, that's like
I was just focusing on the music.
That's like that. Really, that's the same question as Elvis or the Beatles.
Yeah, kind
of. Do you like showmanship? Do you like musicianship?
Right. Yeah, Prince wins. Yeah.
I don't know if Michael Jackson. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
And Michael Jackson was a dancer and a singer.
Damn good showman.
Sure, but he wasn't a songwriter and musician on
Elvis
the caliber
wouldn't exist.
Of Prince.
Yeah, that's interesting because Elvis wouldn't exist. I mean, the Beatles wouldn't have existed without Elvis.
That's right.
Probably Prince.
But Elvis never wrote a damn song. He wrote
Jackson
two songs.
Five,
but he was.
And they weren't very good.
I think Prince wouldn't exist without James Brown.
Oh, hell yeah.
Heck yeah.
So.
Or but Stevie.
Same
or
with
Stevie
Michael
Wonder.
Jackson probably wouldn't exist without James Brown. So.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe so. The question is James Brown or Stevie Wonder?
I'm going to go Stevie Wonder.
Man, that's a tough one, too.
Good
probably,
one, Nick.
Probably Stevie Wonder just because. That is a good one.
James Brown, man.
Yeah.
Godfather of soul.
The correct answer is James Brown. Good job, you guys.
Rick
I got
James.
One last one. If you live in a world with either Beatles or Star Trek or Star Wars for you, which do you pick? Because you can only have one.
Yeah, I got to go to the Beatles.
Yeah, me too.
Gosh.
That is the most common.
Golly gee.
Doug, that's a tough one for Doug.
I'm a big old Star Trek fan, so I'm going to say Star Trek.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Good. You guys were very good at the rap.
Gene Roddenberry's vision is secure.
Yeah, Picard.
I'm thinking interracial sex, man.
Yeah. Interspecies, motherfucker.
Oh, I read a fun little article about the first interracial kiss there on Star Trek between Uhura and Kirk there. They were supposed to film two versions of it, one where they did it and then one that was going to get past the censors where it was just a friendly hug. But instead, when they went to film the two versions, they did one with the kiss that the censors had rejected. And then when it came time to film the hug, Shatner just turned around and started making faces at the camera. So it was completely unusable because when he's doing it, the director was in a booth and couldn't see him. Only the camera operator could.
Awesome. Yeah.
So the director didn't know about it until 2 days before it was supposed to hit the air. So they had to use the kiss.
You got
to
get one. Ugh. I'm not going to kick his ass after all.
Bill Shatner, he kind of took one with the team there.
Answer, and you know what, you censors?
Face! Good job, Shat.
That's right.
All right. Okay, one final rock and roll because you guys are older rock and roll fellas. Ronnie James Dio or Ozzy?
Ozzy.
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 Ozzy's all the way around. No. Okay. I wasn't sure how that would go, but yeah. All right.
I mean, Dio is Dio.
We should get some country questions, right? Like maybe Willie or Waylon.
Oh, Waylon.
Yeah, Waylon.
I'm not a super country
Hank
guy,
Senior or Hank the Third?
Ooh.
You know, I have to go with Hank Senior. Yeah. Hank the Third. I mean,
his Junior will just ignore.
Junior is ignored.
Junior has some pretty damn good songs.
I really like Hank Three.
No, Hank Three. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Jesus Christ. And I missed him when he was in town a couple of weeks ago, and I kicked myself for that.
Does he have any songs?
If you're going to go see him, make sure you got 3 hours on him, because he's an animal.
Well, does he have any songs that aren't about drugs, alcohol, or women? I mean, it's just everything.
What other kind of songs are there, bro?
But, well, I don't know.
Totally.
You got to have like a,
I'm sitting on the river with my inbred cousin.
Just one. I want Danzig
dog
to have one happy song. Just one. That's it.
If you do.
Write a song about a train, Hank.
All right, so I've tabulated our scores here. Coming in right in the middle with 349 points, we've got the amazing Doug.
Ooh.
Rounding out the bottom, however, our big winner is Ned with 476 points.
Ned, solid.
Bill, I'm sorry, you had a couple of bad answers there. You've got negative 12.
All right.
Negative 12. Sorry, Bill. Good effort, but
base players rule.
I guess so, man.
But yeah, Ned's our big winner this week. Yeah. Enjoy this plastic turkey.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Tofurkey.
Tofurkey. How about you boys give us another couple songs here?
Sure. Yeah, let's do a double shot and say goodbye.
Yeah, right. that sounds like it'll be a good wrap on the show.
Doug, you want to do a Creedence tune?
Do we know any more tunes?
Yeah, do our Creedence tune. Doug sings some John Fogerty.
Yeah.
Do you have to split, Nick?
No, I'm with Chewy. Right. Oh, yeah, I am hosting tonight. Yeah, I should head out.
Nick,
you
want to
take off now?
You wanna?
Nick is hosting the open mic at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, an open mic you can catch
that's a good idea
every week with our rotating hosts, including myself, Nick Ramirez, and fabulous Reno musicians.
You can just catch this,
Johnny Harpo,
these next two
Greg Gilmore, Jeff Dunn, Big Chris Hart, Michelle Bell, Jenny Pez Dispenser. We've got a lot of great hosts. Mm-hmm. Tony Walker's a recent host. Hopefully, he'll be coming back again next month. So please check us out every Monday at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, the new and improved Jub Jub's.
You can win 25.
They deserve a good blowjob, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
The best performer of the night can always win a $25 gift certificate. So every performer gets a free drink on the house. And as always, monkey juice is only $1. So
I also would like to say thank you to the Refiners for coming tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you for having us.
I would like to tell everybody to go out to Merry Anarchy on the 6th and 7th of December.
Yes!
We got a shit ton of people.
Oh, I've got a couple of those.
Friday night, some of our headliners are Actors Kill Lincoln, Big Remote, Memory Motel,
perfect,
Scarlet Presence, Stabby Unicorn, Reunited Segway for
all
you 90s Reno
people. I'm really excited about that personally.
The Vague Choir, Post-War, Sham, which is a secret, but I'll tell you listeners, it's Stacey Hudson and Milan. If you know who those people are.
Yeah.
Brand new stuff. Wheatstone Bridge, Love Pop, Octarine. These are new bands that are new to the Merry Anarchy list here. Larry Cooper Project, of course. The Grups, who were at the they were at the previously mentioned Wildflower gig.
Right.
Hella Acapella, Tom Plunkett, Matt Wage, Paul Allen, Lighter Thief.
Lighter Thief featuring Princess Bombs.
That is just your Friday show. And then we have Saturday. We have ripping punk rock and metal on Saturday. If you want to look that up, I'll mention it on next week's
show. We'll talk about the metal show next week, yeah.
Go to Merry Anarchy Reno on Facebook, and you can get the schedule.
And it's my birthday. Come help me celebrate 40 in style.
Whoa. That's right. We got a band for every year Rory was alive, so come
that's
kind of
cool.
2 days.
I couldn't have planned that better without planning it.
All hosted by me and Rory and
two stages.
Jump Thirst Parlor.
Two stages. It's going to be a killer, killer, killer time.
You guys show up. I love you very much and have a great rest of the show.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. I'll see you down at the open mic here in a little bit.
Right,
and while we're on a roll here, I am just going to mention what's coming up here this weekend. We've got a bunch of shows on Friday. I'm just going to run down them all because there's a lot of shows on Friday. Good Luck Macbeth. We've got movie sing-alongs with Sweeney Todd. That's always a good time, getting drunk and singing along with movies. Down at Wildstock, or not Wildstock, at the Wildflower Village, Todd South has brought back together the RMP acoustic open mic.
Yeah, Todd.
That'll be this Friday night over there. We also have a Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, the roast of Michael Squeaks LaPrairie. Nice. Come down and see everybody rip into freaking Mike. It's going to be a good time. I'll be hosting that
show.
I just
suck his dick.
Also, we have the opening night for Buttcracker 5, Pirate Booty, at Bruca Theater. That's going to be running through December 21st, but this is your first weekend, your first shot to get a crack at the Buttcracker.
There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
And I believe that'll also be on Saturday, but Saturday night is also the beginning of Dark Twain, as we mentioned before, also at the Wildflower Village.
And I think a matinee on Sunday as well.
Yes. There's a very exciting weekend headed up for you guys. Please don't sit on your asses. Get out and see all the awesome things Reno has for you every weekend, even in the depths of cold winter, right after Thanksgiving.
I am a very pretty princess.
No, you're not. Yes, you are. And as one final note before we get to the last song, don't forget the Worst Little Podcast is always looking for a production assistant on the marketing and advertisement side. You'll learn all you need to know about promoting and blog posting and being my bitch. So give us a call. Get a hold of me at ReverendRory@yahoo.com if you're interested in this exciting internship opportunity.
Accidentally shoot a guy.
That happens. And so now we're going to go with the Refiners in one last song. What are we going to do here?
Hey, Doug, you want to count us off?
Sure thing. 1, 2, 3. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up one more time for the Refiners.
Woo!
Yeah!
Mother F word.
No, thank you guys so much. I really enjoy your music, your style, your sound. You guys are a great bunch of guys to hang out with.
Thanks, man.
Hopefully some people will come out and see their shows.
Yeah,
absolutely. Whenever, if they ever book them in town.
In Elko.
For everybody here on the show, we all want to wish you a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you get a chance to gather around with your family and friends and spend a great night gorging yourself on food until you pass out.
Yeah.
Screw those people.
Watching football if you like, eating desserts, tickling children.
Turkey's overrated.
Well, you know, I hope you guys all have a great, great holiday weekend. I plan on spending it with my friends and family. Yeah, right. but from all of us here at the podcast, happy Thanksgiving. For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, the intern, and myself, good night, ladies.
Good night.
Life is short, and I love you.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
His Divine Grace, the Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has spoken!
Dogwater Studios.
Hare Krishna! Hare
Krishna! Dumb that bullshit!
No!